This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Monday.
It's Monday.
We're back at it Monday morning.
What a day this is. Special day.
It's National Candy Day.
Yeah, I got a sweet tooth.
I got a sweet tooth.
This show is perfect.
Why is that?
Why is that?
Because it's so sweet.
This show will rot your teeth, you know.
Not to mention. Your mind.
Happy National Candy Day.
All right, dimwits. On with the show.
It's showtime.
Some of you are probably still trying to clean up the Halloween candy from last week. Still got some Tootsie Rolls laying around. Still got some Milk Duds laying around.
I'm doing a pretty good job.
That stuff doesn't last. Now it's all the...
Now maybe, and laters.
Yeah, you have some now and laters.
Nico wafers.
That weird like Yoo-Hoo candy.
I like those. Those are
Do
good.
You?
I'm
you
not
like
surprised.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
All right. It's 6:03. Did you guys have an awesome weekend?
Very busy for me. I did a lot of cleaning, did a lot of, partying.
All right. We're going to recap the weekend here in a few minutes. And I did see Terminator this weekend. I'm going to tell you what I thought about that. I will tell you this, though. I went on a Sunday, and there were probably 15 people in the theater.
Ooh, that's nice for a Sunday.
Was.
That's
yeah.
Usually a Tuesday matinee kind of crowd.
Had it all to myself, really.
Ooh, you lucked out, boy.
Which may say something about the film itself. Got our first 20-degree night coming up this week.
All right.
Yeah, very nice. How was your weekend, everybody? What'd you do this weekend, Amy? Did you go out and enjoy the outdoors?
I went to Raleigh. I got some carnitas tacos.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Unbelievably good.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely delicious. This place called Viva, Mexican restaurant, Raleigh. So.
Tell you, man, Chipotle has good carnitas, too. If you're in there and you can want that, they can put that on a taco.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. Delicious.
So I haven't been to them since they food poisoned the entire country.
Ah, so trip out of town for you. You were partying this weekend at a big Halloween party. I saw the picture.
Yeah, my aunt had her Halloween party on Saturday night. So we went there and we stayed out till about 1:30 at her house.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so we stayed out there for a while. And yesterday I kind of did somewhat of a deep clean on the apartment. So.
We're industrious.
That yeah. feels good, doesn't it? To do like when you move the couch, get baseboards and all that stuff.
Oh, I didn't go that far.
Oh, what's a deep clean then?
Deepish clean. I vacuumed and
knocked the dust off the tables.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. So you cleaned.
It's what
it's a deepish clean.
It's what a girlfriend I used to have calls boy clean. It's boy clean. E-boy clean.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was good. It felt good.
That's regular clean.
Yeah.
When you say deep clean, that's like carpets were shampooed.
I did shampoo one part with the dog peed on it.
Good. Good. That's nice.
Deepest. You're right.
Yeah. So I did see Terminator this weekend, Terminator Dark Fate. I went on a Sunday afternoon. There couldn't have been more than 15 people in the theater. It's very quiet.
Those are nice, though, isn't it, when it's not?
It was. And by the way, I didn't know this, but the Four Seasons Theater has changed ownership. It is an Amstar now. They've taken down all the signage. And I think the, what do they call the part over there where you... you can order food at the table and all that. All the signage has changed on that too. So.
You're talking what you're not talking in the
movie tavern.
Yeah,
that's what it was. Yeah, it's all changed. They're in the midst of some kind of remodel over there. But anyway, I saw the movie, and I got to tell you, I'm giving it a 6, and that's being generous. I'd give it a 5. It's a bunch of CG stuff, loud, on and on and on, with a couple of scenes that should have just ended.
Were you generally a Terminator fan, though? So you were going into this with any kind of expectation? Or
1 and 2 were excellent.
Okay.
2 was the best of them. The others I didn't care that much about. The offshoots, the ones that James Cameron had nothing to do with. They led you to believe that James Cameron was heavily involved in this one. Not true. It wasn't. If you're under the impression that this movie is directed by James Cameron, you're wrong. It is not. It is not directed by James
Cameron. He will not be back.
No, and neither will anybody else. It's time to go ahead and terminate this thing. It's over.
How long has it been since they put out a Terminator, though?
It hadn't been that long. What was that last one they had? They had some of these offshoots, and I can't remember what the name was, and I wasn't even interested in those because I saw one of them afterwards. I'm so let down by it. I said, I'm not watching any more of these, and I didn't. And then when Linda Hamilton comes back, I'm like, well, this is awesome. She was in the first
one. You put it on a pedestal. That's what happens.
I did.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How'd your Friday night football team do? Man, just recapping quickly. At the beginning of the high school football season, each of us, with your help, picked a high school football team to follow through the course of the season. And I picked Mount Tabor, again, with your help. It wasn't just some arbitrary thing. Mount Tabor put a spanking on Ben L. Smith Friday night, 39-0.
At what point? And don't you, even when it's fourth quarter,
mercy rule,
and the other team is still trying, you're like, I appreciate your effort in trying, but it's feud at this point.
Yeah. They just think, if I could just get three on the board, if we could just get three, it wouldn't look that bad. But yeah, congratulations about Tabor. How did it happen for you, Amy?
East Forsyth won against Davie County. They won 49-35, so a pretty high-scoring game for them, for both teams, really.
Well, Eastern Randolph went down the road and they lost against Randleman 35-28.
I bet that game was packed.
Yeah. And I think that's the second game they've lost all year. So far, so good.
Pretty good year, yeah.
Yeah.
It's 6:28 now. How much is one NFL player mentioning your business worth? How much?
For this, listen to this clip. It's Baltimore Ravens linebacker Matthew Judon mentions Taco Bell.
Matthew Judon. Body built by Taco Bell.
That's it. That's all he said. Body built by Taco Bell.
Is that when they show the players at the beginning and they go through their numbers roster? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they'll say like what school they went to or whatever. Look at Chase learning sports.
Yeah, nice.
All right. I love baseball.
You're a real man of the house.
Yeah, I cleaned the other day.
So what was the tab?
$230,000. That is $230,000 worth of advertising for Taco Bell.
Is that marketing value, what it's worth for him? I wonder, you got to wonder.
I don't think that's what he got paid, just saying right. that.
But that's the marketing value of him mentioning Taco Bell.
Could you imagine, say, how much do you think your Body by Bojangles is worth?
Body by Bojangles? Yeah, I'll probably owe them.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale, Brian, Amy, and Chase. If you're trying to get used to this time, it does mess with you. It does physically affect you trying to get your body used to this.
I was 2 days in a row, so yesterday I woke up, it was 5 a.m., and I was like, why do I feel like I woke up nervous that I was late for something? I was like, oh, I got an extra hour. And this morning, I forgot to set my alarm clocks last night, which when you wake up at 3:40 a.m., it's like I get up by the alarm. And I just happened to wake up at 3:44, and I looked, and because I had that same feeling, like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I was having too much fun sleeping.
It's interesting that happened to you, because I woke up this morning thinking, you know, I felt weird too, you know, all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And my clock goes off at 4, and I woke up and checked the time. It was 3:59.
Ooh, that's a good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, so, I mean, you're getting used to it, but it does change the way you feel. Mm-hmm. There are four ways that it changes your patterns and affects your health.
Yeah, it's obviously it screws with your sleep patterns. They say it causes more heart attacks.
I can see that.
It messes with your internal clock, which messes up other things too, and it causes more car crashes because you're not as alert, like because you're so confused and out of it.
Huh.
Now I feel fine today. I don't feel any ill effect of it today.
I feel a little worn out, but I stayed up on the night of to watch the clock change back. I went from 1:59, then I watched it go to 1. As I did, I listened to if I could turn back time.
Chase,
what
an amazing life that you lead.
It is, isn't it? I mean, more and more things are revealed about your life.
Nobody else stays up just to watch the clock go back?
I went to bed at 8:30 on Friday.
There you go.
And I was in bed by 10:30 on Saturday.
Man, we got to talk to you. That's all there is to it.
So technically, I stayed up till 3.
Yeah. And I also want to talk to you about this money you're spending on Starbucks coffee. It's starting to irritate me. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale and Brian, Amy and Chase. We got somebody to say happy birthday today to.
Yeah, happy 10th birthday to Peyton. She's on her way to school right now. 10 years old, officially into double digits.
Oh, man.
Don't you remember how exciting that was as a kid?
Yeah, you're, like I'm 10.
You're the big 1-0.
Yeah. Man.
So happy birthday, Peyton.
I wonder what's on the agenda today.
Oh, she's going to school. I hope she has. Maybe you have cupcakes or something.
Oh.
10, you used to have cupcakes and stuff, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, we used to do that for the kids at school all the time. We used to take cupcakes in when they had their little birthdays, and we'd let them have cupcakes and stuff.
I don't think we did that. I don't think anybody in my school did that.
Well, your school was terrible.
Yeah, sorry, it's not your private prep school in Kentucky, Dale.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Good news story time.
So no one showing up to this 11-year-old's birthday party actually turns into a good news story.
All right.
His dad's name's Jason Foster. He's on Twitter at NL Wildlife. He tweeted, "My son Cade had his 11th birthday party last night. None of his invited friends came. That hurt. I'm asking my Twitter friends to show him some love today. If you have a minute, please send him a birthday wish." So, of course, this goes viral on their huge Toronto Maple Leaf fans. In fact, Cade, in the picture with his birthday cake, has a Toronto Maple Leaf t-shirt on. It's hockey. Hockey team.
I was thinking that.
Yeah, it's hockey. It's a sport. They play with a stick and a round
and
thing.
And a puck on ice?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're on skates when they're playing the game.
So it's not a real sport.
And his cake is also Maple Leaf themed as well. So, of course, this goes viral. All the players are like, "Hey, Cade, we got you. No worries." But above and beyond just the Toronto Maple Leafs getting in it, you also had stars tweet them, which I thought was funny because, like, Zach Braff was like, "Hey, you know, happy birthday, man."
Yes.
Ben Stiller tweets him.
Yeah.
And then Mark Hamill tweets him happy birthday.
He's awesome at that. He does that a lot.
Which the dad replied, "Okay, this one really wowed us." And I was like, if you're Ben Stiller and Zach Braff, imagine being like, cool, thanks, man.
Cool,
and
whatever.
Then Mark Hamill comes in and you're like, whoa!
Yeah,
it's
Luke.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah, so big things happening for Cade now, who's enjoying his 11th birthday.
You know, the hockey teams are very good at fan stuff.
Yeah.
I think they're one of the best of the big sports at doing things for fans.
It's so funny because they say it's like hockey is the most family-friendly sport, which is funny because they're the ones who just punch each other directly in the face.
Yeah, it's kind of like a family reunion.
They're pummeling each other.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. I got a couple of extra minutes here, and I want to talk to you, Chase. First of all, I see social media posting on Friday of a plate loaded with lobster tail, steak and shrimp. Okay, you're telling us about Thursday or Friday about some bag of coffee you went to get, and a bag of Starbucks specialty coffee that you went and you paid some outrageous price for it, and now you're telling me this weekend that you roll up to Starbucks and you found some sissy drink. What is this drink at Starbucks that you found? You claim you only go once a week. I don't believe that. I want to know what the name of the drink is.
I do only go once a week.
I don't believe it.
It is the pumpkin cream cold brew.
Oh my gosh, what a!
It tastes really good.
Iced coffee? Is it cold coffee?
Yeah.
In the winter?
Yeah.
Give me your man card now. It's ridiculous.
Apparently, Kelsey has that.
She's a woman.
What I like the best is that you got, like, you do go out to eat and all this stuff, and he'll send us pictures, but Chase is the first one to be like, "Man, I'm broke. How am I going to pay these student loans?"
He's I know.
You're like my rich brother-in-law.
Yeah. Like, I'm haggling over $11 bag of coffee that will last me 6 weeks.
My ex-brother-in-law was a multi-gazillionaire. He's constantly complaining about how high his cell phone bill was. I want to slap him.
Dale knows everything.
And how it works is we'll take caller 20, 680-WOLF. We ask Dale a question. He'll either know the answer or make it up. You have to decide which it is. And if you get it right, we'll hook you up today with a pair of tickets to the world's toughest rodeo.
It's a pretty good rodeo. It's sponsored by Cinch, who's one of the biggest high-end Western wear brands. So if they're involved in it, you know it's good rodeo.
All right, so that's coming. And Dale,
yep.
Your question today, your category.
Okay.
is about Starbucks drinks.
I can probably help you out.
It's about a specific Starbucks drink. It's not the one.
The pumpkin cream cold brew.
Yeah, it's not Chase's go-to when he's feeling feminine and flirty.
Thanks, when I want to show a little ankle.
93.1 The Wolf, who's this? Okay, we're going to play Dale Knows Everything. How it works is we'll ask Dale a question. He'll either know the answer or make it up. You have to decide which it is, okay?
Okay.
Dale, your question. Starbucks sells more than $2 billion worth of this type of coffee drink every year. What is the drink?
Cappuccinos.
I do not know.
You don't have to know. Dale said cappuccinos. Do you think Dale knows everything, or is he wrong?
I will say yes.
No, no. Do you think Dale knows everything, or is he wrong?
He is wrong.
He is wrong.
He is.
Although you were super close, it's frappuccino.
Cappuccino.
Close. The frozen cappuccino.
All right, well, congratulations, man. You got hooked up with a pair of tickets to the world's toughest rodeo. Come to the Joel in March.
All right. Thank you very much.
Dale doesn't know everything.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase here. Have you ever had a relationship with a boss, supervisor, that went well or didn't go so well? 680 Wolf, tell us your story. This CEO at McDonald's, who runs the British end of the business, has been fired. I guess they had a mutual parting of the ways after he had a relationship with an employee.
And they say it's absolutely not allowed.
Yeah, but now here's the thing. I know what you're thinking. Oh, he's fooling around. He was divorced. He was not.
Yeah.
He was single. It was a consensual relationship, but it is against McDonald's corporate policy. So he's out.
I wish I could find somebody high up top to sleep with. I just keep staying with the bottom feeders like myself, though.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien here. And over there's Amy.
Hi.
And over there's Chase.
Hello.
You drinking any of your fancy Frappuccino, latte, culotta, whatever it is you're drinking?
No, just the garbage that's back there in the...
Oh, yeah. Nothing lives up to the high standards that you set for yourself at home now.
No, not at all.
Because when you're so fancy like that.
Well, that's right. I drink with my pinky up.
Because you're classy.
Classy.
A couple odds and ends things in here is these wildfires in California. On Friday, like late Thursday, early Friday, this new fire broke out. It spread to 8,000 acres overnight.
Whoa.
8,000 acres overnight.
I bet this is a government way to clear land.
Maybe.
Get more buildings up. We need more Chipotle.
Control burn.
You're right.
Make way for a Papa John's.
Whoever thought the idea of doing those burns that they put a fire and push it the same other direction?
Yes.
I'm
amazing.
Like, who would have thought of that? Fight fire with fire.
But even with this, the evacuations have been lifted. And there's also a problem with people flying drones. But these drones guys are flying their drones in there. And when they do that,
shoot them down.
The pilots can't fly in that because if that drone were to hit a tail rotor on a helicopter or whatever, they're up in that smoke. They can't see.
Yeah.
And they're saying, look, guys, keep your drones out of here. When you fly, we can't. We can't get the chemicals on the fire. That's do it.
Could you imagine not being able to put a fire out because somebody's trying to get it on their Instagram?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So they're saying, please, stop it with the drones.
Idiots.
You know, sometimes science fairs produce some really interesting stuff. I never won a major prize in a science fair. But this 14-year-old girl has invented this thing. It's a video projector system that goes on a car that eliminates the blind spot completely.
Oh.
And she won the science fair. She won the $25,000 grand prize.
What?
And now the car companies are all trying to figure out how to make this work on a large scale to install it on cars.
How cool is that? They have to give her, like, design credit, right?
Yes.
So she would be getting some kind of kickdown?
Yes,
above,
again.
Above and beyond the $25,000?
Again, residual payments. Make your deal going in. Yes, I hope she has a great advisor that, hold on, boys. I know you're going to make millions off this, but she invented it.
Yeah.
That's not fair. I made the door alarm for the refrigerator.
Nobody,
oh, here we go again.
We have yet to see this. It's been a full year you've been talking about
you're
it.
You're right.
There's no proof that you invented the door.
Fridge alarm.
Fridge alarm. Yeah.
You know what?
I want proof.
Okay, fine. You'll get the proof.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase. It's Nimrod News headline time. I'll give you the headline. You guess the state, guys.
Okay.
And you'll decide whether or not you need a hint or not. Here's a headline. Woman busted for selling fake doctor's notes to kids skipping school.
Oklahoma.
That's pretty enterprising.
Oh, huh? I would like a hint on the stereotype of the people of this state.
All right. Let me give you the hint that I was thinking of first.
Okay.
I don't believe we've done a Nimrod News headline from the state, surprisingly. But I don't think we've had one. Certainly not recently. Stereotype of the people in the state.
Without giving it away, you're having trouble.
Yeah, it is.
I think I know where you're going. New York.
No.
What part of the map?
Southern half of the United States.
Ooh, I want to go Louisiana.
You got it.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
This is my first win.
She did it. It's the first time she's got it.
What? What?
You did it.
What?
You did it.
Wow.
Louisiana, here
done
it is.
Done for the day.
52-year-old woman named Belinda Fondren in Evans, Louisiana. Just busted for selling high school students fake doctor's notes so they could skip school. It's pretty enterprising.
That is.
I've never heard of this before. Apparently, Belinda used to work for a doctor, and she was forging the notes as if they came from him. She was selling them for $20 each and apparently sold 14 to 20 of them before the school got suspicious.
That's a good hustle.
That is.
They noticed there was a big spike in kids getting notes from that doctor, so they called the doctor's office. And he said he never heard any of these
and
kids.
And she picks up and goes, hello.
Yeah. They eventually traced the notes back to Belinda, and she was arrested for filing false public records. And that could come with up to 5 years in prison. Yeah. Wake up with the Wolf Show. We've learned more about Chase's personal life this morning about, you know, first of all, lavish dinners at home over the weekend. It included a lobster, steak, and shrimp in one
meal. A
little
surf and turf.
That's on Friday.
I feel like you guys are blowing this out of proportion.
No. Then a big Halloween costume party on Saturday where you look like you were absolutely throwing down in your post.
It's probably where I caught this cold from or whatever I got.
Because you were outdoors somewhere by a pool.
Now he set himself up for days off. You hear that coming?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can drink your fancy,
spend more money.
What's that stupid Starbucks sissy drink you're drinking? What is that?
Hold on. The pumpkin cream cold brew.
Pumpkin cream cold brew.
Look, it's good, all right?
And then we find out from his mother that he gets all the makeup questions right on Battle of the Sexes.
Shout out to Mama Chase for DMing me just facts about you so I can use them to insult you later in the show.
But it's easy questions, though. It's even guys should know this.
What kind of foundation do you use?
It depends. What time of year?
Are we going for a matte and poreless look or a dewy end?
I like nude.
I bet you know your season, don't you? Are you a winter, a spring, a summer, a fall? What are you?
I'm a fall.
Oh, man, then you know
I'm in my prime right now, boys.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Things you need to know.
Well, of course, if you haven't heard, McDonald's fired their CEO yesterday because he had a relationship with another employee. And you may ask, what's wrong with that? Well, it's just McDonald's policy that they cannot have relationships between managers. He sent an email out, staffers apologizing.
Another thing that made it worse, it was the person in charge of the ice cream machine. And
why are you always broken?
They're not doing a good job.
I would also like to send out an apology to everybody I've ever dated.
Sorry, tried to climb to the top. Didn't work. Walmart has a secret website.
Oh, I'm dying to hear about this.
If you love toys from the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
And I do.
Including Care Bears, Easy Bake Oven, Etch-A-Sketch, Light Bright, and Mr. Potato Head.
And cocaine, am I right?
Oh, God. Here we go. Leave it to Amy.
You were alive then, Dale. I wasn't.
I know. I was alive, but I stayed away from that stuff.
Okay, Boomer.
Okay, Boomer.
But he rode the white pony to work every day.
That's right. So we posted a link on our website to where you can go and shop around for those toys. Ben and Jerry's is getting sued by a guy by the name of James because he is James Ethlers. He filed the lawsuit against Ben and Jerry's because he says they no longer use milk and cream from Vermont dairies. Therefore, they are not milk from Happy Cows. Because Vermont participates in a cow-caring program. So he says, well, the milk and cream doesn't come from it. So their slogan, made from happy cows, that's not true.
Where does it come from, though? Is Vermont the only place that offers that? How do I know if a cow's happy?
Exactly.
Yeah, this must have been a marketing campaign they try to tie themselves to. And then now it's falling apart on them. But if they're not using this whole thing on their packaging about how all their milk comes specifically from Vermont cows, this guy's...
Get rid of it.
This guy's not going to have no leg to stand on.
You might as well try, though.
Yeah, why not?
Get some money.
No harm in trying.
Might get a settlement just for going away.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Hocus Pocus is returning with the Disney Plus sequel and confirmed the original cast with Sarah Jessica Parker. She announced the original witches are returning.
Really?
Yes. They got them all together. Bette Midler and...
That's going to be big.
The one that nobody knows, but she's in so many things.
With her mouth crooked like this in the show?
Yes.
Yeah. But they are returning. No word on what role they're going to play, like whether it's going to be like a side role of the witches or they're going to follow the main ones, you know. It's all up to the writer who is writing it right now.
Oh, okay.
And last but not least, daylight savings times. You know why it flips over at 2 a.m.? In hopes that everyone is asleep, and one of the main reasons they decided to do it, so that way bars were closed when it switches.
No, it goes, I guess, a lot of bars don't close at 2 now.
This was back in the days when farmers and peanut farmers needed light. Yeah. So there you go.
You mean back when I was a kid? Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase. Now, you can go online and take that little test. And Amy says people under 40 were going to fail the thing. Nah, I got them all right.
It's not what Amy said. It's what the test says. It's what BuzzFeed said. It said if you're under 40, there's no way you're going to pass this quiz. You got 20 out of 20.
Yeah. 19 out of 20.
Ooh, I got 13 or 14 out of 20.
Oh.
And we have to give a shout out to Alan Kramer. He goes, I'm calling BS on everyone getting all correct. What did you say, the ice tray?
Well, how old is he?
I don't know how old Alan Kramer is.
Alan, all that stuff was around when I was growing up. You know,
yeah, it's like the perks of being born in 1808.
Yeah, did you get the ice cube tray or not?
I did get the ice cube tray.
They actually sell those now at a premium price.
Of course.
Yeah.
Now it's the new way. It's BPA free and all this other stupid stuff.
The one that tripped me up was the one that it looked like it had a handle and it looked like it was a food processor almost.
Oh, yeah.
That messed me up, but I did get the ice cube one.
All right. You know, there's a lot of controversy over Kanye West and his whole routine about having his Sunday service and all that stuff. A bunch of Christians are, you know, some of them doubt whether he's sincere. Others are going, you know, hey, man, he's had the calling. Let him go. Well, this weekend he had his Sunday service in Louisiana. Now, the general admission for these things is free. Mm-hmm. You can get in free. But I guess when you get in, they sell food.
Of course.
Okay, when you get in there. So there's somebody who was at it, took a picture of the plate that they bought, which had two pancakes, two pieces of bacon, and a sausage patty, and it was $55. Yeah.
What?
And it was like, oh my gosh, are you kidding? I mean, even Fitty chimed in and he goes, I thought I was hustling. This guy's selling $55 pancakes. So anyway.
I'll pay you to never do that voice again. Jesus.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
Yeah. But anyway, $55 for the pancakes and the bacon and the sausage on the plate.
Which, I guess if admission's free, it makes up for it. Because anywhere you go, you're paying to get in the door. And then you're paying for food. You're paying $8 for a bottle of water.
You can get to prison for free.
Yeah, three hats and a cot.
That's right.
Well, it turns out that Kanye didn't have anything to do with it. The local organizers reportedly hired a catering company to run the food, and they were in charge. And the event coordinator says the criticism is overblown. The catering company did not provide adequate food for one attendee, and a social media post went viral that was not correct. So anyway, it looks like the whole thing was not really that big a deal, but everybody who was there thought the food was too pricey.
Yeah, that's not an answer like, oh, no, that person's lying. The plate was actually $18.
Right, exactly. Anyways.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.